going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Okay, we're going to get to a couple political topics this segment. Then we're going back to Mary Moriarty and the decision that I won't defend for 1 second because it was the wrong decision. Chris Maddle, not exactly a fan of Mary Moriarty, frequent guest of the show, excellent attorney in town. Chris is going to join us as we get back to the topic, and I'll get to a lot of your texts, too, because a slew of texts came in. So first Larry David, then Tom Emmer, two guys who I'm sure agree quite a bit. If you've listened to this show for 5 minutes, you know my favorite show by miles and miles and miles is Curb Your Enthusiasm. For me, nothing is close. Literally, Letterman at NBC is second, and that's a distant second. So I think Larry David is an absolute genius. And he decided to go after Bill Maher. I talked about this multiple times. Talked about Adam, talked about it here. I'll say it again. Individuals communicating with each other, even if you have strong political differences, what you should do. Just staying in your echo chamber. You're a conservative and you just lock in on Beck and Hannity and Jesse Waters and you don't consume anything else that's wrong. Same thing if you're a lefty and it's Rachel Maddow and it's Jen Psaki and it's Media Matters and nothing else. I think you're making a major mistake. I think you should hear other things, consume more information. If in the end your opinion doesn't change, fine. But you'll learn more information. Bill Maher and Donald Trump going after each other for decades. And so finally, Kid Rock, what's his name again? Bob, what is it again?
Oh, man, I can't remember right now. Bob Ritchie.
When he's on with Maher, Club Random, he says, come to the White House and meet. Maher says, sure. Now, Maher has upset some of the lefties the last 5, 10, 15 years. He's went after some of the wokeness, which basically the further left. And by the way, I'm not a fan of the far left, much like I'm not a fan of the far right.
It's going after a lot of the wokeness.
Yeah, for sure. So a lot of the lefties were already mad at Maher for even meeting with Trump. They have the meeting. Maher was off for a couple weeks. And then when he came back, he did 11 minutes on it. And a lot of it was this basis. The Donald Trump that you see on TV, the bluster, the bullying, the belittling, the condescending. That's not the guy I saw. He was funny. He was self-deprecating. He listened to me. He genuinely listened to me. He asked me questions. And Bill Maher was pretty much blown away by how different they were. He didn't say all of a sudden, now I'm MAGA. But he said, hey, that's the guy I met. And I think first with Carter and then the two of us, I said, that should bug people more. Because it's one thing if you're just a jerk all the time, whoever it might be, Donald Trump, maybe you think he's a jerk, maybe you don't. Certainly can have your own opinion. But if you're so calculated that you can be the public figure, because the public figure is the president of the United States. That's who's won. Okay, let's not act like this guy behind the scenes won. The public doesn't see this Donald Trump. And the fact that he's this guy doesn't surprise me, because that's who he was a lot in the 80s and 90s and even aughts, when he would go on Stern and Letterman and other shows poking fun at himself. But he saw a lane where the first opportunity was based on race, just was. Barack Obama's birth certificate. Yeah, let's never question the birth certificate of any president ever in our history. But let's question the black guy's birth certificate. And by the way, even though he's a Christian, by the way, stayed with Reverend Wright way too long when Reverend Wright said some just disgusting comments at a church. He keeps calling him Barack Hussein Obama because, oh, no, he might be a Muslim. That was his entree. He's done many, many more things, obviously. And he's been remarkable. The presidency twice, not three times. I think it's worse when you're just a fraud that way, dude. When all of a sudden, oh, now I can be nice to you. And I'll be nice to you, but then in public, I'm back to who I am.
It's very two-faced, obviously, and now leaves us questioning, well, which one is the real Donald Trump and which one's the character he's playing?
I'm sure there's plenty of the guy Marr saw, but that guy didn't win the presidency. That's not the guy with the trade policy. That's not the guy who on Easter sends out just an awful message. That's not the guy who calls Jerome Powell major loser. That's not the guy who pardoned every single person on January 6th. And if you want to be selective and find some individuals who are falsely charged, fine. But all of them. That's not the guy. So I equated this, and I miss my father, and I'd love to chat with my father. My father was that way with some of his friends. Bob Knight would be the ultimate example, where I probably in my life was around Bob Knight 30 to 40 times. And there were times where Bob Knight was captivating, interesting, and I had lengthy conversations with Bob Knight, nothing to do with sports. Sometimes it was the three of us around a table. My father just wanted to talk sports, and Knight and I talked about things that had nothing to sports. And I thought he was fascinating and interesting.
Annoyed your dad, I'm sure.
Yeah. He was trying to switch it back to sports, and Knight would be like, you should listen to this.
We're doing a thing here.
We're doing a thing. And was willing to listen to my side, right? The other times he was just a bully and just a bleepity bleepity bleep. And that's who he was most of the time in public. So he can't just say, oh, he was, well, this is my father would always say, you don't know what charitable work they do. I'm like, that's fine. But if that other part of him is still part of him, you can't defend it. So that's Marr. And I thought Marr, a very, very intelligent person. I was surprised how surprised he was. This is who Trump is behind the scenes. Come on. He was in New York all the time being partially this person. So Larry David took the scalpel out, didn't give Bill any anesthesia at all, and just cut him up surgically. Now, I am not going to be the one to compare Donald Trump to Hitler. I've pushed back on that over and over and over again, and I will again. But the basis of this op-ed, which is written just a scalding, scathing, genius comedic level, talks about a meeting with the Führer in 1939. And I'll just read a part of it. This is Larry David's op-ed in the Times, mocking Bill Maher's meeting with Donald Trump. That's what he's doing, right? He's just making fun of Marr and how gullible he felt he was.
You could make that connection, yes. I think you could.
I mean, there are a lot of people keep saying a peer. Okay, let's get the appear out of it. It's just totally making fun of Marr. Here he's talking about Hitler. He was wearing a tan suit with a swastika armband and gave me an enthusiastic greeting that caught me off guard. Frankly, it was a warmer greeting than I normally get from my parents, and it was accompanied by a slap on the back. I find the whole thing quite disarming. I joked that I was surprised to see him in a tan suit because if he wore that out, it would be perceived as un-Führer-like. It's just brilliant. The tan suit, by the way, is going back to a little Obama callback, too. That amused him to no end. And I realized I'd never seen him laugh before. Suddenly, he seemed so human. Here he was prepared to meet Hitler, the one I'd seen and heard, and the public Hitler. But this private Hitler was a completely different animal. And oddly enough, this one seemed more authentic, like the real Hitler. The whole thing had my head spinning. I'm telling you, Marr was saying stuff like that, like, The guy you see is not the guy I see. He was asking me questions, giving me the tour of the White House. Wasn't just a one-way street, Larry David continues. With the fear dominating the conversation, he was quite inquisitive and asked me a lot of questions about myself. And that's, Mar was saying that all the time. I told him I'd just gone through a brutal breakup with my girlfriend because every time I went someplace with her, she was always insistent to tell her everything I talked about. I can't say I haven't to remember every detail of her conversation. Hitler steady could relate. He hated that too. I'll just get to the end. 2 hours later, the dinner was over and the fear escorted me to the door. I'm so glad to have met you. I hope I'm no longer the monster you thought I was. I must say, mein Führer, I'm so thankful I came. Although we disagree on many issues, it doesn't mean that we have to hate each other. And with that, I gave him a Nazi salute and walked out into the night. I mean, that is scathing. Again, do I think Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler? I do not. I do not. I do not. Do I think Donald Trump bumps into the truth, doesn't care about the Constitution, has no time for anyone publicly unless they are sycophants? Yes, I do. And I think Bill Maher is highly, highly intelligent. I watch real time almost all the time. But I was blown away by just, who he was is not who he is. TV. So what? That should make Maher think he's worse. It'd be, okay, if somebody comes off, Dave, to you as super, super nice, and then you finally get to know him, and they're awful. We never question them criticizing that person, do we?
Certainly not.
Because then they're just a fraud. They're a hypocrite. They're two-faced. It's the same thing. I don't doubt for a second Donald Trump's a great-grandfather. I don't doubt that he loves a couple of his kids, in particular Ivanka, and that buddies like him. But the guy I see publicly, that's the president of the United States. And so for Larry David to take this out and go after Bill Maher, I was highly, highly amused. Maher, traditionally, a rather thin-skinned person. I'll be curious how this plays out. Because he's not going to take it. Just part of the territory. Because even the last couple of shows when people referenced it, it got very, very uptight. And I'm sure he has received just an onslaught of criticism from people on the left.
Of course he has.
For what he's done, and that gets really, really tiring. Also, when he keeps comparing it to a Nixon-China moment, and again, I have great, great respect for Maher. I've interviewed him multiple times, but let's calm down on that one. But should we talk to this side? Yes. But just because they're nice to you one time and then the opposite publicly or vice versa doesn't mean, I got to take away who they are when most of the public sees it. You want to react? You can. 651-461-9226. Tom Emmer and his comments over the weekend that we didn't get to yesterday that I want to get to when we come back. I'm going to tell you about Pella. And I don't care if you're a Republican, you're a Democrat, you're an independent, you don't pay any attention to politics. I don't care if you're the most religious person, non-religious person, you love sports, you hate sports. You're going to love Pella Windows. Pella Windows are the real deal. 100 years celebrating 100 years this year. Excellence, quality, innovation, uber competitive business. And if you're on for 100 years and have the success they're having, they are the best. The house I'm in, right from the start, Pella Windows and Doors. After 25 years in that neighborhood, I'm moving. And I made sure the next house I was moving to, guess what? Pella Windows and Doors. Go to their Plymouth showroom. Go to their Woodbury showroom. Go online to PellaNorthland.com. Reach out to them for guess what? Here's how much it costs. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. To have them come out. Look at your windows. They'll tell you if the windows are still good. They didn't tell me to replace everything. Absolutely not. They replaced so much in my kitchen and made it immensely better. But they're going to be honest when they go to your condo or house. PellaNorthland.com is where you go. And right now, until the end of this month, which is coming up, $750 off your Pella project and 0% APR for 12 months. Do it right now. PellaNorthland.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And again, I'm getting texts. How do you know Trump isn't like Hitler? Come on. The satire that Larry David is providing, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I made that clear in the previous segment. But people literally saying he's just like Hitler. I just told you again, he doesn't care about the Constitution. He only wants sycophants around him. This decision on tariffs has been handled horribly. He sat there and watched January 6th and did nothing. He used racism to get into the Republican race, going back to lying about Obama, using his middle name because, oh, no, he might be Muslim when he's a Christian. And by the way, even if he's a Muslim, so what? Adolf Hitler, Dave Harrigan, killed 6 million people. 6 million Jews. Did Donald Trump give due process? No. Is he gonna defy the Supreme Court? I think he is, over and over and over again. And God knows what's going to happen to people who are sent to this vicious El Salvador prison. He's nothing like Adolf Hitler. Period. End of debate. Come on.
Yes.
And I don't think for a second he's up for the job.
Any two leaders can share some attributes. But one was responsible for the Holocaust, the other not. It's a big difference.
The other significant. The other just wants to use democracy in his own ways and has crushed the economy with his thinking from the 1940s. So, yeah, I'm not a fan. But I'm also realistic. He's not Adolf Hitler. This guy I first met early 80s. First met Tom Emmer early 80s, controlled data, working on a grounds crew. I still think Tom Emmer is a good person. I do. He won't come on the show. He hasn't come on the show since Trump said one of his crazy things. I should look it up because I know the date. And end of like a 12-minute interview, I said, what do you want to say about Trump and liberals eat children or just one of the, you know, the crazy things that the president could say? And he goes, I'm not familiar with it. And I've been out there for a couple days. And I'm like, Tom, come on. Yes, you are. Feeling like I could say that anymore because I've known him for so long. He's like, I'm not. I go, Tom. Because then he said, well, my staff hadn't told me. I go, well, then your staff's lying to you or something like that. And then the staff person calls and is screaming at Cook. And then I get on the phone with the staff person. And since then, Emmer is unwilling to come on the show. And Emmer doesn't come on a lot of other shows, mainly unless it's sycophant time. And I have his number. I've thought about trying to reach out and saying, come on. But I haven't. And he should. He should engage. But he also should tell the truth. And this is a no-brainer. And again, I don't agree with Tom Emmer on a lot of points, but I do think in his heart, Tom Emmer's a good person. I do. But I think he's like all these folks who are afraid of upsetting Donald Trump. And when Donald Trump, speaking in El Salvador, not once but twice, has raised the possibility of deporting U.S. citizens who commit crimes to places like El Salvador, that's unthinkable. That's against the laws of our country. The Supreme Court would stop it like that. So this is easy to say, no, I love the president. He's the right president. He's going to lead us to wherever he might be. This Emmer can say this. But no, you can't be sending American citizens for their punishment to another country. So Emmer's on, answers a lot of questions with Dana Bash. And at the end, Dana Bash asks him to answer that question.
Do you think the federal government has any legal authority to do that with American citizens?
I think right now what he's doing is absolutely legal, which is removing those that do not have legal status in this country that have proven to be the worst of the worst. This is what he promised Americans he would do. And you talk about me listening to the senator. The senator literally doesn't do anything for his constituent who is murdered mercilessly by an illegal alien let in under the Biden administration's open border policy.
But boy,
when an illegal alien gets deported to his country of origin, he flies right down.
Congressman,
to
my
represent
question
him.
Is about
it seems
US
to me that
citizens.
These Democrats are representing the illegal aliens against the very constituents, the U.S. citizens that they're supposed to be protecting.
What about the idea that the White House says that it is looking into whether or not U.S. citizens who are convicted of violent crimes can be imprisoned in El Salvador?
Well, again, what they're focused on and what you and I are focusing on is what's actually happening, which is deporting terrorist cartel members, rapists, murderers. The worst of the worst is exactly what Donald Trump promised during the campaign. And that's why 77
Okay, you get the point. She asked him another time.
And she said, I'm going to give you one more chance.
Yeah. Come on.
And he declined.
Come on. And he's afraid. Like they're all afraid. Because what happened? 2 years ago, he won the votes to be Speaker of the House. He was hours away from Speaker of the House. And what happened? Donald Trump shivved him. Rhino. Can't say rhino. And then everybody bailed. And he slowly but surely has worked his way back in the good graces. And Emmer knows he's the whip. He's the number three guy. And with Donald Trump, somebody can fall out of favor that quick. You can absolutely agree with Trump on immigration in all ways, every single way, including an enormous change on our border. And you can even agree on El Salvador. On that part, we don't agree. But you can't have somebody say that no violent United States citizens who are convicted, who, by the way, should serve decades and decades and decades in prison. I'm not going soft anyway, but you can't just say they should do their time in America. You can't, because Trump will get mad at you. And that's a sad statement. I open this show highly critical of Mary Moriarty and an awful decision of an individual who deserves to face punishment, who damaged six Teslas up to $20,000. No legal punishment right now outside of a diversion program to pay those individuals back. That's not even close to enough for me. Chris Maddle, on the show multiple times, frequent critic of Mary Moriarty. He's fired up. He's going to join us next.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a pattern with Mary Moriarty. She did run for this, taking a different look at crime. I don't think anybody thought it was going this far. Or I'll say this. I think outside of her most loyal supporters, they didn't think she would go, in this case, I'll just say it, soft on too many crimes. This is far from the first time, and this is not the most significant, because there have been more heinous, but this is a no-brainer. This is when individuals who are mad at Elon Musk, and you're allowed to be mad at Elon Musk, you're allowed to not buy a Tesla, but you know what you're not allowed to do? To damage somebody's car. And this was taking place all across the country, and the governor, we called him out on it, was excited when the stock prices were going down. And then a couple days later, after he took all sorts of heat, including for people who support him, oh, I was joking. He wasn't joking. So now in town, they catch this guy, Dylan Bryan Adams of Minneapolis, Minneapolis Police Department, excellent work. They catch him with not one, but six attacks on cars. One car damaged up to $10,000, total of $20,000. And instead of him facing charges, the Hennepin County attorney, Mary Moriarty, says, just in a diversion program, just in a diversion program so he can make the money to pay these folks back with the possibility of criminal charges out there if he doesn't follow up. And for me, and I thank Chris for coming on. Chris has been a very successful attorney in this state, in this county for decades. To me, Chris, it's a no-brainer. It has to be both. I'm not saying death penalty. I'm not saying Stillwater, but he has to face charges. And I think it's a foolish decision by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office. You say what?
You're 100% right. I mean, my only shock, though, here, Chad, is that some people are actually surprised by what's happening here. That's the thing that really kind of gets me, is that, you know, when they look at somebody like this that is taking her foot off the gas with respect to literally anybody that aligns with her political views, and then they're like, wow, this is shocking. I mean, imagine if there were six cars with a bunch of I Love Mary Moriarty and other far left bumper stickers on it, and some guy keyed those up. Is there any reasonable person in Hennepin County that would think that guy is not facing serious charges? I mean, that is exactly the hypocrisy that office routinely follows on a day-by-day basis. And honestly, it's the voters of Hennepin County that need to change it.
All right. You have represented a lot of individuals in difficult circumstances where they faced a variety of punishments. When the office is trying to explain this by saying, this isn't that uncommon. This happens. If it's a first-time offense, we give them the opportunity to pay back, and we monitor what they are doing. Does that hold water to you as someone who's been in this business for decades?
The notion that when you get over $20,000, I've personally, with respect to criminal damage to property, you know, the standard is $500, then you get into felony land. I've never heard of criminal damage to property approaching $10,000 where you're just going to get diversion, except under Mary Moriarty. Now, but again, look at the prosecutorial discretion that's following here, is that if somebody had done this and you know, scratched I Love Doge, I Love Cops, I Love Bob Cole across the side of a car, imagine what would happen. I mean, is there any reasonable person that's going to think that person's not going to get prosecuted and get real criminal charges? I mean, everybody is going to think that that's going to happen. And it just so happens that Elon Musk now happens to be this pariah of the left, where, you know, 10 years ago, I mean, I grew up, as you did, Democrats love green energy. We're going to do everything for solar, wind. We need more electric cars. And Elon Musk was great when he was giving away free internet service to the Ukrainians when Russia invaded. Now he's the pariah of the left, and now it's just fine for Walz to come out and say it's funny when the stock price goes down. And I 100% agree with you. He wasn't joking with respect to that.
No, not at all.
And on top of that, why is this guy still employed? Why are we paying our tax dollars for this guy to be employed by the state? I mean, it is astonishing to me that they just don't even know how to even fire somebody for this kind of misconduct. But I don't know, again, why I'm surprised, you know, $250 million of feeding our future fraud, not one person fired.
I want to circle back to Musk in a second, but I want to stay on that. I agree with you 100%. You do this, you're a state employee, you should lose your job. Now, as you know and I know, there are thousands of state employees. If further reporting comes out that Tim Walz somehow was involved in hiring this guy, overseeing him, then I'm going to then I'm willing to look at a Walz link. But in this one, Chris, I think I need to see more before I tie something to Walz outside of other parts where I've laid out where I've disagreed with them. But just going after any state employee who should have been charged with a crime and blaming that on Walz, I in this one need to see more of a link from me.
I here's why I disagree with you. If you have somebody at Target, a cashier at Target, that starts calling somebody racial epithets, and that person continues to be employed after doing that, the world would be screaming to the CEO to have that person fired. That is the job of the CEO in order to maintain that kind of culture, in order to maintain that public decorum is being followed. Walz is not doing that with respect to anybody. And it's not just with respect to one guy that's keying Teslas. Not one person has been fired for fraud on the Feeding Our Future for all that misconduct.
Yeah, on that part, you're right. It's stunning how that existed as long as it did, and we still have questions. On the point of if the person is not fired, yes, then I'm willing to hold Walz accountable. But on just that he's a state employee, there could have been state. I mean, there are people just at the apparatus of our federal government. And if one does something crazy, I'm not going to blame Donald Trump for that. If it turns out Donald Trump employed them, hired them, consults with them, then that's a different thing. So on Musk, let me say this about Musk.
Yep.
On Musk, I think it's more of a sledgehammer approach than surgical with Doge. I think some of his commentary on Twitter is gross, but he's a great innovator. So if individuals want to disagree with him publicly, you do you. If they want to make a decision on a car, you do you. I wouldn't do it, even though I disagree with some of his comments, if I thought the car was great. So I have no problem with criticism. It's just the enabling of some individuals who think they could take it so far for damage and feel like it's justified is embarrassing.
I agreed 100%. I love the First Amendment. The notion that you and I can have this disagreement right now and talk about it without repercussions, that's exactly what America is all about. I love it. But getting back to this employee, Walz was the one that went out there and made the joke about the Tesla stock falling. Yeah. You don't think that leads to a culture within the state government of being able to be anti-Elon and that being okay? This is exactly the next step of that. And so the notion that he is permitting, he's fostering that at a high level, and that at the lower level, somebody's going and doing criminal damage to property, a felony with respect to the statute, and then just being let off the hook to write a check because he got caught. That is the only reason he's doing this, is because he got caught.
Correct.
And having impunity with respect to his job. At some reason, we have to come back. Harry Truman, one of my favorite presidents. The buck stops here. And the buck has to stop with Tim Walz on this. And he has to start creating a culture that we're actually going to follow the law in Minnesota, which, frankly, has not existed for years right now. And it's continuing right now. There's going to be another Feeding Our Future trial here. More indictments coming in the fall. I mean, it just keeps happening over and over, and my only surprise is that people are surprised.
Chris Maddle is with us, high-profile, very successful attorney in the area for decades. getting his reaction on Moriarty's decision, which to me is indefensible. Now, you just were in court and won, like you normally do, representing Alpha News and Liz Collin against MPD and Officer Blackwell. And you were highly critical of Brian O'Hara, basically saying he's not telling the truth, right? You were powerful about it. But on this one, okay, on this one, when O'Hara was very clear in his frustration and anger about Moriarty punting on the charges, I assuming this is an area where you and O'Hara agree.
100%. 100%. And listen, and that's one thing where one of the things I just love what you just said is that human beings are complex. Elon Musk is not this pariah. He's done some good things. He's done some things that I disagree with. That doesn't make him a horrible person. Same thing's true with Brian O'Hara. I believe that he has repeated false things about my client over with respect to Alpha News and with respect to Liz numerous times. And frankly, I wish he would do his job more. I'm looking down in the smoke shop right now, and I'm seeing 20 people sitting outside the smoke shop on Hennepin Avenue, and there seems to be some transactions going on as I'm looking down right now. It seems like if the police just came there right now, we could kind of clear some of that up. But I brought this up with him on several occasions, and nothing happens. On this particular case where he said that he was disappointed in the Hennepin County Attorney's charging decisions, he's 100% right, and we should stand behind Brian O'Hara with respect to those statements.
Last thing, the governor's office, there's going to be an election next year. A Senate seat is wide open. I know Republicans who raise your name frequently and know how successful you are in court and feel like you campaigning all across this state would be very intriguing for a number of Republicans. Is Chris Maddow seriously considering running for either position next year?
I am seriously considering running for governor. I have lived and worked in Washington, D.C., and I'm not the least bit interested in going back to Washington, D.C., trust me.
When will you make a decision?
You know, my wife asked me the same thing. I hated when those politicians are always saying that they just haven't made their mind up yet. That's actually true with me. I have not made my mind up yet, and I am very seriously considering it. I've talked to a number of people. I have some more meetings coming up in the near future, but I am seriously considering running for governor.
Will your decision be affected in any way whether Tim Walz runs for re-election?
Well, frankly, I think it'd be a lot easier if he ran for re-election, especially with the record that he's developed. So, yeah, I mean, it would. But frankly, I feel like the state is really at a tipping point right now. I've seen it with my own clients, Chad. I mean, I see people leaving Minnesota in droves. Our tax base is leaving because we've been just so anti-business and with such high taxes. I've seen nursing homes, of which I grew up in the nursing home industry. The Democrats have defunded nursing homes, and it's the Republicans that are increasing Medicaid in order to give that back. Our school dollars per pupil going straight up. Scores going straight down. And then I don't need to tell you about the cops and with respect to how they've been treated in the state. All they want to know is that somebody has their back. And right now, Tim Walz and his administration definitely does not have their back. I mean, the closest that I got to anybody having Ryan Lonergan's back from Tim Walz was him saying that he was very concerned about my client. Well, concern did not keep him out of prison. And that really did nothing for cops in this state.
I got to jump in. One last question. Who will you tell first, whether you're running, your wife or me, right here on WCCO Radio?
You know, I'm very afraid that she'd be listening, so I'm definitely going to say my wife.
Very good answer. Thank you, sir. Thanks. We'll reach out again.
Sounds great. Thanks.
He makes news, and that is significant political news because he would be a factor. Absolutely. Positively, unequivocally. It's been a while since a Republican has won, but you talk about somebody who can carry a message and is fearless and could raise some money. I think Chris Maddow is in that category, and he made it clear he's only looking at one position, the governor's race. When I finish the show, we normally, Dave, what do we normally have, about a 7-8 hour post-show meeting?
It's not short.
Yeah, it's not short. No meeting today because I need to go to Stretch Lab. The time that was available where Quinny and I could each have a stretch at the same time was quick after the show. So we're going quickly today to Stretch Lab, one of the 11 locations. We're going to Plymouth. It's convenient for us today, but I know somebody I really like right nearby B'nai Mikoska. I might go there. I know somebody really like at the Maple Grove location. Yeah, Plymouth is my main place, but there are great therapists at all 11 locations. You just don't roll in, by the way, and say, okay, start stretching. You go for weeks and weeks of training. Many times you're flown to another city for the training. So when you go there, you're with a trained specialist. You could be an 18-year-old who's trying to play baseball at high school this year. You could be a 59-year-old who's hanging on for golf. You could be a 40-year-old who's trying to run a triathlon. Or you could be somebody who just wants to feel better every day. Half off your first visit to a great place, which will make you feel better. Stretchlab.com. All right, we're going to play that soundbite again later of Chris Maddow saying he's giving serious consideration for running. The Republicans have ran too many people of late who aren't serious candidates. You know who says that all the time? Tim Pawlenty, the last guy to win a race. So, excuse me, I think it'd be very intriguing if Chris Maddow jumped in the race. Your Lindis construction time check is 157. It's time to call now for free insulation labor on clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters.